PIAA Championship Basketball is on the air. Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's championship boys basketball game.
Follow, no good. On the floor, who wants the ball? Good hustle. Underneath the basket, up for two.
Tonight's PIAA District 1 5A quarterfinal playoff game is between the number 3 seed Chester Clippers and the number 6 seed Sun Valley Vanguards. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum, dedicated to preserving the history and memory of Delaware County sports legends in Radnor. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Got the game faces on. This should be a classic, a battle between the towns of Chester and Upland against the boroughs of Parkside, Brookhaven, and Aston. Yours truly, Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, Peter Fulginetti. We are calling it tonight on DelcoHoops.com. Chester High against Sun Valley. Both teams are red hot, 17-6. The records. We're at the legendary Fred Pickett Gymnasium, also known as the Clip Joint. Fred Pickett, considered the greatest coach in Chester boys basketball history. 3 PIAA state championships and 2 state runner-ups. Not too shabby. And they've done a nice job refurbishing the gym here at 9th and Barkley. It's the District 1 5A boys basketball tournament quarterfinals. First meeting between the two teams since 2007-2008, before Sun Valley left the Del Valle League and went to the Chesmonts. The two teams have met just once in the postseason. That was, here we go again, guys, before a lot of us were born, the District 1 Tournament Quarterfinals in 1988, March 5th. I was there. I was alive. I was 30.
I was going to say, before we were born, I had 3 kids, and come on.
All right, Cheney University was the site. Chester won that game 85-58, so, you know, it's been a long, long time. Chester has won the last 40 meetings with Sun Valley. Vanguard's last win versus Chester was in Aston, January of 1987. Winner moves on to the District 1 5A semifinals. They get a very tough, well-schooled, great coach, Bishop Shanahan team from Downeytown. That'll be the Leocora Center on the campus of Temple University in North Philadelphia on Wednesday night. Who are we going to start off first here? It's Mr. Jordan, Chester and Sun Valley. It's a beautiful thing. Small town America.
And it's an all-Delco battle, so we love seeing Delco teams, of course, play each other in the playoffs. Chester, as you know, started this year not terribly great. 1-5.
1-5.
And they got toughened up. They played Lower Merion and Reading and Sanford out of Delaware, Coatesville and Pencrest, all great programs. Took their lumps like they usually do, and now they've won 8 of the last 9 games. They've scored 60-plus points in 7 of those games. I think what I always marvel about with Chester, they can beat you multitude of ways. They played Penwood early this month. They beat them 44-33, a slow dance game. Then you guys were here, I believe, on February 9th. Played Chichester, 107-75. So you could do the salsa. So
and
you want to slow dance?
Remember, this is 8-minute quarters. You know what it takes to score 100 points in an 8-minute quarter?
And my basic point is they can slow you down. They can, you know, if you want to slow them down, they'll beat you 44-33.
And by the way,
and speed them up, they're going to beat you 107-75.
Chichester, I think, at 75 or 76. I'd like to score 75-76 in a high school basketball game and lose by 25.
Yes. I mean, that was crazy. So they're hot, of course, Chester. As usual, they're playing their best basketball. Sun Valley on the other side also playing their best basketball. 7 straight wins. They have 3 games over 70 points. That's good offense. Every game they've scored over 62 points, Peter. Their last win, of course, over Marple, we were there, 62-56. They took 33 foul shots. I think tonight they're going to have to get to the foul line again to get some traction. They scored 34 points in the paint. Much easier against Marple Newtown than it will be tonight against a much taller and athletic Chester team. The two keys I have, and we'll go back them a lot, keep Chester to one and done. They always beat you on the offensive boards. We saw it last year here 3 different times. Even when they're not shooting well, they attack the offensive glass and get second and third chance points. Sun Valley can't allow that to happen. And secondly, attacking and breaking Chester's press. It's one thing to say that they're going to get pressed. It's another thing to actually try to beat it. I think they must beat it and attack it to the rim. If you just keep it beating it and stopping, it's not going to dissuade them from stopping pressing. I know for us and in the girls' game and the boys' game, you can't simulate it. So you might say, oh, I'm going to play 5-on-6 or 5-on-7 and say, oh, yeah, here's a lot of guys trapping me in my face. But when you're getting on this court in about 8 or 9 minutes, it's a different beast altogether. So can they beat this pressure? Marple pressed them late in the game and had some success with it. Their heads were down. They weren't looking up. I'm sure Coach Maloney's covered that the last couple of days, and we'll see how they break it off the bat.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Thanks for that. Sun Valley, obviously they're an underdog going into tonight's game. There's three players I want to just speak about that need to come out big, and I'll tell you their names and what they got to do. Lance Stone, Vinny D'Angelo, and Marvin Freeman. Lance and Marvin have got to get boards. They have, I think between the two of them, they need 18 to 22 rebounds to keep them in the game with the bigger, quicker, faster Chester Clippers. And Vinny D'Angelo, he's got to do two things. He's got to score at least 20, hopefully more, but he's got to control the basketball. When the ball's in his hand, good things happen. Turnovers are down. He gets other people involved. So if D'Angelo controls the ball, Stone and Freeman control the boards, they got a chance.
All right, well, I will add in here one last thing. We're in a different league here tonight. Sun Valley's going to see this as they step onto the court. Chester has size, extreme speed, and they play all four quarters. Sun Valley certainly showed last week that they can play all, or this week, I guess, it's still Saturday, that they can play all four quarters. They're going to have to run with Chester and stay with them, and as it happens in basketball in general and certainly in playoff basketball, you can't afford to get cold at the bucket. And that's really going to be a key. And the difference is, if both teams get cold, as you pointed out, Mark, Chester has the ability to get those offensive buckets back and take another shot. Sun Valley, I don't know. They're really at a size disadvantage here.
But
we'll see how aggressive they're going to play.
I agree, but last game against Marple, they attacked the rim pretty well. All the guys attacked the rim.
Yep.
Brown Mars did, Freeman did, D'Angelo did. I think that's going to be their mindset to attack the rim. And that's against smaller guys. There's no doubt about it.
That's what I was going to say.
But
that may be a little easier said than done.
They only took 10 threes. They were 2 for 10 last game. And I think they can't. It's fool's gold to fall in love with that three against Chester. They try to bait you into a quick shot, and then they get a run out. It's 3-on-2, 2-on-1.
Chester, again, 17-6. Two of the losses, they're 0-2 this year against Chesmont teams. Mm. Coatesville beat them, and Bayard Rustin, who just got beat today in the second round, 63-50 to Bishop Shanahan. This is obviously Chester really, really tough here at home. They've lost 3 games at home this year. First time that's happened since 1992.
But that all goes away. I mean, you're in it now, and it's one game at a time. And, you know, today their only interest is to win today's game. And, you know, and then they'll start worrying about Wednesday if they get to Wednesday. But I will tell our listeners real quick, Pete, that we also are going to be following as best we can the Great Valley versus Wissahickon game. The winner of that game will play the winner of Pencrest versus Holy Ghost. We will also be trying to keep results of that game going. And, of course, we know that the winner of tonight's game will play Bishop Shanahan on Wednesday night. And we will be there to cover at least one of those games, and both of them if we have Delaware County teams in there. I'm sorry, Pete. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention that we talked about those losses for Chester. We got to remember that was all last year. When we say last year, we mean before the new year. It was in December when the Chester team was just struggling. They were trying to get their thing together, and they had some key injuries. So now they got their healthy. They've been winning. This is a different squad than we saw back in the late December game at Widener.
The prediction from several I've read about and talked to is that this may be tight through the first half, with Chester in the lead, and then they will pull out and just bury them at the second quarter. Now, you know, we are absolutely neutral here, so we just want to see a good basketball game. We're going to call it as we see it, and that's all we're interested in. I hope that it is not a large spread. I'd like to see a nice, tight game right up to the end. But I'm telling you what they're looking at, and what we're looking at is these guys play. We will certainly call it and tell you where things are failing and where they're being successful.
It's the pregame show on DelcoHoops.com. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, Pete Fulgenetti, and Mike Mayer. We're at the Fred Pickett Gymnasium, 9th and Barkley in Chester Legendary Gym for the District 1 5A. Second round on DelcoHoops.com.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. Two floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports, baseball, football, basketball, and more, on display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, second round again, District 1 tournament. Basically, it's the quarterfinals. Winner goes to the semifinals at the Leocor Center on Wednesday in North Philadelphia. Chester is hosting Sun Valley. First time they've met again since 2008, regular season game. If Sun Valley would win this game tonight, they will advance to the District 1 tournament semifinals for the first time in program history, and they will qualify for the state tournament for the first time since 1990. If Chester wins tonight, they'll advance to the District 1 semifinals for a District 1 record 47th time, dating back to 1941-42, a record of 36-10, qualify for the PIAA state tournament for the 46th time. So a big difference in the history of the program.
Oh, sure.
But you got to start somewhere, and Steve Maloney's doing that. Unbelievable.
Doing a great job. And they also have to start, you know, four great juniors. This is also a learning experience for Sun Valley. So no matter what comes out of this, they have another game left, correct, next week. And these kids have another year next year.
Yes.
So everything
yeah.
they're going to gain from these next 32 minutes is going to be is going to help them out immensely.
I was just mentioning that to Mike, looking on the roster. The Sun Valley, there are three stars, Lance Stonevenny, D'Angelo, and Marvin Freeman. They're all juniors. They're all going to be back. This team's going to be, next year could be very dangerous in the Delaware County leagues and all.
Well, we'll be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip. Got a lot of legends in the house here tonight, including Juan Bourne. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball Playoff Action. It never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgeman Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
just an unbelievable job of our national anthem here at the Fred Pickett Gymnasium. The District 1 5A quarterfinals, even if you lose tonight, so it's not do or die. You're guaranteed two more games, and they could be home games for you, so we'll have to wait and see what happens here. Sun Valley, 17-6. Head coach Steve Maloney, fourth season, 35 wins, 54 losses. He's been building and building, and what a year. Seven wins in a row. Starting lineup number one, a 5'10 senior, Shaiir Brown Morris. Number 10, the garbage man. They even said it in the newspaper the other day, the article. Number 10, 6'1 junior, Lance Stone. 6'2 junior, Vinny D'Angelo, number 14. Isaac Kennan, 6'1 junior, number 24. Number 35, Marvin Freeman, 6'4 junior. Chester, 17-6, first-year head coach Keith Taylor. And Chester has won 16 of their last 17 games. Number one, Michael Banman Smith, 5'11 junior. So back-to-back games, Sun Valley has had a take on a team with a Michael Smith. Remember the other night, Marvin Luton?
That's hard to do.
No relation. Number two, Brian Randolph, 6'3 senior. Number four, sophomore, quick as lightning. He's 5'10, Rami Gilberts. 6'4 senior, number 11, Tim Johnston. And number 40 is a 6'2 senior, Kylair Blackston. But Chester is very deep. They'll bring in the Fab freshman. He's 6'4. Number 30, Carell Watkins later on. He was a starter before the season. Ramad D. Jarnett, 6'3 junior, got hurt. Has been back in the last two games. Has played very, very good. Chester is missing number 15, Samir Carroll, super sophomore, 6'6, due to injury for the rest of the season. But they have just a lot of kids. A defensive hawk off the bench, 5'10 sophomore, Malik Langley. And they're going to bring it, guys. Mark?
They're going to bring it. I think Sun Valley knows exactly what's sort of coming at them. They're going to be patient, I guess, in the backcourt. A lot of ball fakes, a lot of pass fakes. But Chester's so well-trained defensively. You know, when they want to trap you, they're going to trap you. I think the biggest key is simply, and it sounds simple to say it, is not just to beat it, but beat it and then attack the rim. And if you never attack pressure, teams will keep pressuring you the entire game. And it doesn't matter if the boys' game, the girls' game, you have to break it and then get to the rim and score off it, which might alleviate some of the pressure.
You know, I also play ball at L.A. with number 42. So we have some L.A. guys out there at the gym in Brookhaven that have played a lot of basketball. Marvin Freeman jumping it up right now.
Who guards you?
I'm a Lance Stone type of player. So, Lance, there you go. All right, so here we go. I'll leave it at that. Here is the opening tip. Sun Valley is in their dark uniforms. Very, very impressive. It's black with yellow trim. And Chester in the orange, actually more white than orange here tonight. A little bit of black. There's a zone. Talk about the defense. Yep. Sun Valley's playing.
3-2 zone.
Daring Chester to shoot. They got some shooters. This is Gilbert. Looks to penetrate. Ball deflected away. On the floor, Freeman diving for the ball. It's a tie-up. And possession arrow is with Sun Valley. Sun Valley left to right. Chester right to left, and Sun Valley has to be patient. They can't get, as you guys said, caught up in a running game here. Shaiir Brown Morris across the timeline, guarded by Gilbert. Top of the key, D'Angelo.
Man to man.
This is Freeman. Right wing corner, Kennan. Kennan gets it out between the circles to Morris. Morris Brown dribbles it right side. Now here is a three ball. Kennan, back of the rim, no good. And the rebound, Chester high. They come back with Gilbert. They're going to stick in that 3-2. And Chester's going to have to make some shots. There's a stop and a pop and a hit by Michael Manman Smith.
Beautiful.
2-0 Chester. 6:51 to go, first quarter. D'Angelo in the backcourt. Sun Valley plays pretty much six kids. You'll see Dom Valente off the bench a little bit later on. Freeman, three ball from the right wing corner. Yes!
And he got hit afterwards.
Marvin Freeman very excited to play against his good buddies here. And he makes it 3-2 in favor of Sun Valley. Coach Maloney doing a great job. Great to see Sun Valley back on the basketball mat. Pass underneath for Kylair Blackston. He's fouled on the floor. Let's see, and they can't, Sun Valley cannot afford to get in foul trouble.
Nickel dimer on Lance Stone.
They just can't get in foul trouble. And they really got to stop the ticky-tack fouls. Down low, Randolph. This is the short shot. They battle for the rebound. It is Blackston and D'Angelo, and the tie-up, the arrow will go with Chester High. 6:04 to go, first quarter, DelcoHoops.com. Here, and Chester lost this game last year, remember?
Yes.
To Upper Marion, a shocker in the second round. Had to play their way back through the playoffs. Chester with the ball down by 1 point. Gilbert to Randolph, left wing corner. Gilbert. Chester's going to see a lot of this, by the way, for the rest of the playoffs. Shanahan will do the same thing if they play Shanahan on to Wednesday night. Driving short shot is good for the right side by the senior, Kylair Blackston. 4-3 Chester. They get it across the timeline. D'Angelo is going to be called for an offensive foul. That's number one on Vinny, two on the team.
And that was also a nickel dimer. I mean, it could go on either way, really.
Now, they do have a couple of kids I saw Sun Valley with size off the bench. Adam Fogorsk and the other kid, James Curtis, both seniors, but I haven't seen them play yet this year, the two games I've been to. So right now, just six kids. We'll see how the night goes. Chester with the ball, leading by 1 point. Randolph, top of the key. Left wing corner, Michael Man Smith. Three ball, no good. Rebound, Lance Stone. Great job again by Lance. Back comes D'Angelo, and there's a bump foul on Michael Smith on Chester. So 5:12 to go. First quarter, 4-3, Sun Valley, trailing by 1 point. Kennan to inbound under the offensive basket. Here at Chester High, it's always loud. We got the music. We got the cheerleaders doing their thing. It's an amazing experience. In the backcourt, Freeman gets it deflected away, but he picks it back up. Marvin across the timeline. Dribbles to the right side. Stone in the paint. Shot blocked away. D'Angelo taps it to his teammate. Beautiful play. And the reverse layup is good by Isaac Kennan. 5-4 Sun Valley. Smith, Randolph for three. Back to the rim, no good. Battling for that rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Sun Valley, Shire Brown Mars, Chester ball. We got some great seats here tonight. 4:44 to go, first quarter.
Second chance points again here, Dave, maybe.
Chester just a major advantage rebound. Size-wise, at least. Gilbert for three. Rims out, no good. Offensive rebound. Johnston throws the ball away, deflected by Kennan, behind the back dribble, and that's what you can't do. Gets it stolen away, and here comes Chester back. Driving is Michael Man Smith, and he's fouled going to the basket. Who are they going to call that on? 35.
Yeah, Marvin. 20. Freeman.
So 35.
Oh, he said 24. 25.
So two shots for Michael Man Smith, and that's, as we're talking about, they have to value every possession, Sun Valley. Free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Right, Mark? I mean,
you can't behind
the back stuff, but I know somebody, some teams you can play that way.
Yeah, but here it's too dangerous because you don't know where these guys are so quick coming up behind you.
They are, but I think they have to pick their spots. There are going to be times they can run.
He misses both free throws. Lance Stone, the rebound for Sun Valley. D'Angelo in the backcourt. D'Angelo accelerates across the timeline. Going to try to control the game if he can. Sun Valley by 1 point. It's Kennan, left wing, top of the key, Freeman. Freeman, and it's going to be an elbow foul. What do they call that, Mark? A forearm?
It's an arm bar.
Johnston,
we've done a lot of games here the last 3 years. I've been with you guys. I've never seen a call this tight the first 4 minutes. That's the fifth foul. And a lot of them are just like arm bars and just like, a hand on the body.
Yeah, they can't call it too tight.
No.
Underneath the basket, Stone, Lance loses it, picks it back up. Wide open underneath the right block. And Freeman scores. And what do we have? A timeout called by Chester. So 3:54 to go, first quarter. Timeout on the floor at 7-4, Sun Valley.
Wait. They're saying there's no timeout. What do we got?
No, there is no timeout. So Carell Watkins, the freshman, into the game for Chester. And out of the game comes Blackston. 7-4 Sun Valley. They have not beaten 40 straight losses. And the last time, I don't know if they've ever won here. I couldn't find it in my records. But the last time they beat him was 1987 regular season at Sun Valley. Smith, right at the key, Randolph, between the circles, Smith. Smith, Gilbert, left wing corner, looks to penetrate, dishes nice. Underneath. Short shot, no good by Correll. Watkins out of bounds off him. Back to Sun Valley.
Real quick, an interesting point. They flip-flop D'Angelo to the other side of the 3-2 that time. Isaac Kennedy had flip-flop different sides. I never saw that before.
Chester with the legendary trap. In the backcourt, Sun Valley, can they get it across the timeline? They do. Kennan, D'Angelo, floater, misses the layup, tap out, no good. Boy, that's a big miss right there. You got to take advantage of these opportunities. Driving to the basket, floating, missing the shot, follow up and good by Brian Randolph for Chester. 7-6 Sun Valley. And Chester's going to keep this up all night long.
Three-quarter court, 1-2-2.
D'Angelo, what Sun Valley has to do is break it and try to hit some open threes. Then he drives, lay it up around the rim for two. Took it right to the rack.
Yes, he did.
Three-point lead. Sun Valley coming back is a freshman.
Chester just beat Sun Valley to the end of the court. That was pure and simple, and Sun Valley called a timeout because he is upset.
On a made basket.
Right. I mean, there was, yeah.
That was the freshman, Correll Watkins. Boy, can he fly. Yep. 9-8, one-point lead, Sun Valley. 2:40 to go in the first quarter. The playoffs, baby. It's never sounded so good at DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back at the Fred Pickett Gymnasium in Chester, Dave Berman and the gang here. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Sun Valley hanging in there so far, leading 9-8. D'Angelo in the backcourt. Coach Maloney called time, not happy with his defense on that play. He accelerates. Here's Kennett, a three ball. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound. Now here comes DeJarnett into the game. Missed most of the year, number 5. Check him out. Randolph for three. Back to the rim, no good. Follows his shot. Randolph down low for Watkins. Good, and a foul. Correll Watkins, rising star, ninth grader. And let's see who that foul is on.
Well, again,
that's number 2 on Lance. They're going to have to maybe bring Valente in the game.
And without overstating it, that's, again, their second chance bucket they
right.
got. And that was a long rebound that came to the foul line. And that one, I think,
almost every rebound, at least one of them picked up on this side of the court by Chester.
And here is Dom into the game. That is their sixth guy. I see 2 6'5" kids on the roster. Just we'll see how the fouls go tonight. So Watkins, the ninth grader at the line, he has he's a very good free throw shooter from what I saw. He makes that one.
That's it. Well done.
Scouting report. Chester by 2.
Full court, man-to-man.
D'Angelo in the backcourt, guarded by Randolph. Vinny D'Angelo. Sun Valley down by 2. 2:11 to go. Quarter number 1. Across the timeline. Almost stolen away, but he picks it back up. Long arms, D'Angelo. What a performance by him. Another rising star. It's Freeman, and you can't do that. You get out of control there. Valente, three ball from the right wing corner is good by Dom Valente. Good football player, too, for the Vanguards of Sun Valley. They lead by 1 point, 12-11. They're going to have to keep doing it all night long.
Well, they're in trouble, though. Vinny D'Angelo's down low in the 3-2 zone.
DeJarnett, Michael Smith. There's Gilbert, Correll Watkins, the Smith. Looks to penetrate, floater, up, no good, tap, rebound. Morris foul in the backcourt by Gilbert. Ramiz first. Team foul number 3 on Chester. 4 team foul Sun Valley. Sun Valley leading it by 1 point, 12-11. 1:22 to go. First quarter, District 1 5A quarterfinals. That's a quick five ball.
Oh, my gosh. It was 3 seconds.
Against Sun Valley.
That wasn't even close to five.
And back to Chester.
He missed. He forgot the time there.
Yeah, that was
too
fast.
It was 3 seconds. He got messed up.
So it'll be Chester ball. Randolph will inbound right in front of us. We got some good seats here. Yeah, so Coach Maloney said it's 2.5 seconds.
That's about right.
Nonetheless, it's Chester ball. Lead here in the first quarter. Gilbert, Randolph, right side, Smith. Top of the key, Gilbert to DeJarnett. Three ball is no good, and a loose ball foul is going to be caught on Carell Watkins of Chester. First team foul number 4.
Might have been a slight makeup call there. D'Angelo was boxing out, and he got the call.
Remember, 6 classes in Pennsylvania. 6 is the biggest. 5 next up. Sun Valley, their first playoff win the other night in a long time, and D'Angelo gets it stolen away by Randolph. Divinity does not want to commit a foul. Almost done.
Boy, that was close.
And Randolph lays it up and in, but you want to keep battling here. Chester by 1, 47 seconds to go first quarter. Brown Morris, that's going to be a trap. Oh, they don't call it. And he misses the layup. Chester ahead of the pack. Watkins to his teammate. What an athletic play there.
Yeah,
Brian Randolph for 2. Watkins can fly up and down that court.
They get down the court.
Thoroughbred.
3 seconds, Dave. 3 seconds.
28 seconds to go. First quarter. Sun Valley, the Vanguards with the ball. D'Angelo loses it again. Randolph will try to take it right to him to the basket. Layup is no good. Good defense by D'Angelo and a loose ball foul on the floor called on who? On Chester,
yes,
I believe.
Yes.
Loose ball foul on DeJarnett. First team foul, number 5, 15 seconds to go. Quarter number 1, Sun Valley with the ball and down by 3. Ball knocked out of bounds on the far side. And now you wait till you see this kid play defense. Heck of a football player. Another sophomore, Malik Langley. Knocked out of bounds. Sun Valley with the ball. Chester's just going to keep weaving him in and out the whole game. D'Angelo in the backcourt. 11 seconds to go, first quarter. Chester by 3. Guarded by, I tell you, Gilbert. Quick as lightning. D'Angelo looking right wing corner. And now a 3 ball at the buzzer. Up, no good by Shahir Brown Marks. After one quarter of play, and I tell you what, Sun Valley kids are looking a little tired already. It's Chester 15, Sun Valley 12 on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back at the Clip Joint, also known as and better known as the beautiful Fred Pickett Gymnasium at Chester High, built 1974, refurbished over the years. We go to the second quarter, Chester 15, Sun Valley 12, and Mark Jordan.
Chester shot 8 for 17, 0 for 5 from beyond the arc. 12 of their points are right at the rim. They've taken 11 shots in the paint. Sun Valley 5 for 11, 2 for 5 from three-point land. No foul shots attempted for Sun Valley yet, but Chester has 5 team fouls. I think they kind of keep drawing some fouls and get to the foul line.
Sun Valley 4 turnovers, Chester 1.
Isaiah Schmidt into the game for Chester High. He's a senior. Sun Valley with the ball to begin the quarter. In and out. Brown Morris. Offensive rebound. Floater is good. Who made that shot? Very nice. Marvin Freeman. Boy, he's loving this. Man Smith underneath. No, but a foul. Freeman doesn't like the call. It's going to be on Valente. Well, at least for Sun Valley, the fouls are spread out. Valente with 1. Lance Stone with 2. D'Angelo 1. Freeman 1. 2 free throws. Michael Smith, he's only a junior.
And how about that? A second chance opportunity for Sun Valley.
Yes.
They cashed in.
Smith is now 0 for 3 at the foul line, and he is a really good foul shooter.
He's very frustrated.
Not happy with himself. 15-14, Chester by one. District 1 5A quarterfinals. He makes that one. Smith with three. Shahir Brown Morris in the backcourt. Number one, left to right, guarded by his numerical counterpart, Michael Smith. D'Angelo right of the key, guarded by Langley. Top of the key, Freeman thought about it and forces up the three ball. No good. Offensive rebound, Kennan. Sun Valley keeps the ball. Good offensive job right there. Brown Marsh up blocked by DeJarnett from behind, but he got him with the body and a foul.
No,
I think.
No call.
Oh, it's a clean block? Oh, okay. Clean block, no foul, but it'll be Sun Valley ball early here in the second quarter. Winner will take on Bishop Shanahan Wednesday night. Yes, he did. Out to D'Angelo, left of the key. D'Angelo looks to penetrate. Up, good.
Oh, my Lord.
D'Angelo with four. That was great defense, too, by Chester.
Yep, they're all over him.
Tied at 16. 7 minutes to go. In quarter number two, down low, Watkins looks to penetrate. Up off the glass. No good. DeJarnett battling for that rebound in there. It's a tie-up. Possession arrow with Sun Valley. You got to love Freeman.
He's a gamer. A
lot of family and relatives here tonight for Martin.
Chester ball, David. Chester ball.
Oh, the arrow the other way. Okay.
They got it at the end
we
of the
can't
quarter.
See it. Well,
they
it's on the
ball.
Board.
At the start of the quarter, they had the ball.
Yeah. Six.
Well, I'm sorry, Watkins. How strong is he? He knocked over two guys there on the way to the basket.
Yeah.
Michael Smith, DeJarnett. Michael Smith for three, and Chester misses that. Watkins, another rebound. Now Schmidt, he can shoot, baby, but he misses that one. Battling for the rebound. Langley has it. Langley up. No good. Battling for that rebound. Sun Valley gets it.
Boy, the height is just too much for Sun Valley. That's why they're losing those rebounds.
And in fairness, D'Angelo's playing down low because Stone's got foul trouble, and he's not used to playing down low in the 3-2 zone.
Yes, and cannot afford to get in foul trouble. So, again, Sun Valley, they're tied at 16. They have the ball. They got to keep making shots. They got to be disciplined. It's Kennan driving to the basket. Floater is good.
Hello.
Isaac Kennan with four. Chester comes back. And, again, Sun Valley has to hope Chester keeps missing shots. There's a pull-up jumper. No good by DeJarnett. Rebound, Kennan.
Two buckets this quarter right at the rim. They just keep attacking.
Yeah, 5:55 to go.
And they're running like a five-out offense, Dave. They're all kind of outside the three-point line. They're leaving the lane wide open for drives.
Second quarter, Langley doing a great job on D'Angelo. Far side, Kennan. Kennan stops, pops, no good. Rebound is taken by Chester. And Langley. Langley back. Chester struggling for the field, especially in this second quarter. And that's the perfect remedy here and what Sun Valley has to hope for. Watkins down low, getting it out now. Top of the key, Langley to Man-Man Smith. He fires it up at that time. And then eventually Chester's going to keep making shots.
1-for-8 from beyond the arc.
1-for-8?
1-for-8. That's their first
make. One. And that doesn't bode well for the Vanguards. But you know what? They're right there. 1-point lead, Chester.
Well, we expected this game to be pretty tight in the first half, so... So we got
D'Angelo, far side, Brown Mars. Top of the key, Don Valente. What an experience for these Sun Valley kids. This is great. Anybody that comes in and gets a chance to play at the Clip Trunk. They used to years ago be in our league, Del Valle. Here's Freeman. Looks to move to the basket, lays it up and in.
Good work.
Marvin Freeman gives Sun Valley a 1-point lead. 4.5 to go in the quarter, second quarter. Watkins to Michael Man-Man Smith, way out high. Foul line, DeJarnett to Watkins, lay it up and in.
Nice pass.
Good pass, good setup.
Give it go. Correll, the freshman, with seven.
You know, Sun Valley's doing what they did to Marple last week, which is they're driving to the rim and say, I'll take the shot or I'll take the foul, either way.
Shahir Morris Brown across the timeline. Sun Valley is hanging in there. Kennan drives, gets it stolen away by DeJarnett. Ahead of the pack is Michael Man-Man Smith, lays it up and in.
That was a beautiful pass and a beautiful run. Boy, there was nothing to do anything about it.
And you know how fast Shahir Brown Morris is, and Smith beat him up the court. And we have a foul off the ball on Langley of Chester. Team foul number 6 on Chester, 5 on Sun Valley. Senior Randolph back into the game for Chester. Langley will come out, I believe. No, they're going to take Schmidt out. Chester by 3, 23-20. 3:44 to go in the first half.
In the penalty now, Dave. So every time they can get a grab or a little ticky-tack foul, they get to the foul line.
D'Angelo across the timeline is going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good, and a foul. They try to take the offensive foul, and D'Angelo.
It was actually a good thought to try to do that, just step in front of him at home.
But D'Angelo, and we noticed this last game, he has an ability to jump, and he sort of feels when people are under him, and he slides off of the defender.
Langley comes out. They're going to call that on DeJarnett, right? That's a second. So it's a one-point lead again. And this is good for Sun Valley because they only play six kids. They look a little tired. Stops the game a little bit. D'Angelo can tie it. Vinny up. Back of the rim, no good. And that could be a factor, too. Free throws as the game goes on. 3:40 to go. And Randolph, a three ball from the left wing corner, is no good. And we have a loose ball foul on Shahir Brown Morris. And that'll be his first. I know how Sun Valley, the fans, feel because they just can't afford to commit fouls.
But he was trying to box somebody out there. So he boxed out a much taller man. It's hard to box out without having a little contact. And he did ride him a little bit.
Said Chester. Now here's another three ball. That time Man makes it. And Chester, 2-for-11 now from three-point range. Leading it by 4, 26-22. Sun Valley, left to right. Shahir Brown Mar stolen away by Gilbert. Sophomore. Takes it to the rack and doesn't get the foul. What are they going to call? They're going to call a tie-up. Great defense. And the ball to Sun Valley. And a smart move here. And a timeout call by Steve Maloney. He needs to use these timeouts because,
get a breather and settle him down.
Exactly. 3:01 to go in the second quarter. It's Chester 26, Sun Valley 22. Boys basketball playoffs, DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
3:01 to go, second quarter. Chester by 4 over Sun Valley. What a ball game. This is great stuff. District 1 quarterfinals, the tournament. And here comes D'Angelo again, flying up court, left to right. D'Angelo to the basket. Shot is partially blocked. Follow good by Freeman. Marvin's not intimidated at all. Either is Sun Valley, the whole team. Two-point lead. And now Man Smith feels it, but he misses that shot from the left-wing corner. Carell Watkins loses the ball out of bounds. It'll go back to Sun Valley. And their crowd, this is great to see the Sun Valley people going crazy. This is awesome.
It's a great environment. Sun Valley has 16 points at the rim. I would have thought you were crazy. It's the first half, Michael. Mm. 16 points at the rim.
Well, that's their bread and butter. We saw it last week.
2:45 to go here in the second quarter. Kennan for Sun Valley, far side. Two-point lead, Chester High. Freeman, he's going to fire up a long three ball. Back to the rim, no good. Watkins, rebound. Man Smith back right to left to DeJarnett. And a rare turnover for Chester. Freeman back. Marvin just got to, he's trying to do it against his buddies. Floater. No good. They want a foul. They're not going to get it. And here comes Chester with the rebound. Again, these fouls could go either way on both teams.
All right. Well, he went 1-on-4.
Exactly. Now here's DeJarnett, the jumper. No good. Watkins, the rebound for Chester. Down low, Watkins. Double team. Spins glass. Good. And a foul by Carell Watkins. Both teams want the calls. It's an evenly called game. The refs are doing a great job in this hostile atmosphere. A great game in Chester by 4.
Watkins is just too strong. D'Angelo's trying all he can to box him out on that weak side, but he's got 3 or 4 rebounds there because he's much bigger and stronger.
Chester has only 2 turnovers for the whole game.
Mm. Free throw good. Chester by 5. 1:55 to go. Second quarter. Sun Valley trailing 29-24. D'Angelo to the basket again. Layup. Yes.
Jeez.
D'Angelo, fearless. Oh. There you go. 3-point lead. Gilbert out to Randolph. Down low, Watkins. Floater, back to the rim, no good. Rebound, D'Angelo comes out, far side. I tell you, his stock is really getting up there, baby.
Yep.
Three-point lead, Chester. Sun Valley with the ball, 1:11 to go. And will they try to go for one shot?
No,
here?
Too much time. But they're springing out, and there it is.
Dives to the basket, lay it up and in.
They're just springing them out. It's five out, David. Five out, they're attacking the rim.
One-point lead, Chester. Sun Valley playing awesome, awesome here. What a coach here. The foul line jumper, DeJarnett, wide. Watkins the rebound out to Gilbert. Gilbert, Chester still with the ball. Here's Man Smith, another three ball. That's going to be no good. Long rebound to Dom Valente. Valente to Shahir Brown-Morris. 42 seconds go first quarter, first half, and Sun Valley can take the lead here. They've weathered the storm so far. D'Angelo, what I talk about, the Hazleton days, and he plays like a Hazleton kid. And boy, they've had success, those players, against Chester over the years in state playoff action.
It's handsy.
Shahir Brown-Morris underneath Kennan. Layup is blocked from behind, out of bounds off of Kennan. And Timothy Johnston and Tyler Blackston back into the game for Chester, 6-3 and 6-4. 21 seconds to go before halftime.
I think Coach Mahoney wanted one shot there, but they thought they had a good opportunity with the drive and a dish.
When they see that open lane, they're taking it right to the board.
It's Randolph, 13 seconds to go. Man Smith right of the key. Gilbert, top of the key. Randolph, left side. Gilbert's man-man. Man-man looks to penetrate to Gilbert. The three ball, wide to the right, no good, and that's it. Halftime, your score. The game plan for Sun Valley working very well. It is Chester 29 and Sun Valley 28 on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game. As the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, welcome back here to Fred Pickett Gymnasium. Dave Berman and Mark Jordan and the rest of the gang here. What a ball game. District 1 from the Delco Times. And this is an awesome game. And things are going well for Sun Valley. Chester's missing shots. And they're playing pretty disciplined basketball. Not too shabby.
They are. I'm here mostly just to consult on power issues, but also talk about the game a little bit. I'm a little bit, certainly, the first and foremost, Sun Valley's not intimidated by this environment. They've come in, they've thrown some good punches, and, you know, they're still in this game. I think they've probably played, if maybe not their A game, probably pretty close to their B game. I don't know that Chester has played anywhere near that quite yet, and that's something for them to look at in the first half. Chester, too many jump shots, I think. Too much from the outside. They don't have the range. Maybe too many jump shots from guys like Ramad Desjarnais. Not enough for Brian Randolph, who spent most of that second quarter on the bench, just kind of getting the rest. He should be fresh for the second half. They got to pound it down low. Freeman and Lance Stone both have two fouls. You got to think you want to pound it down low if you're Chester. Carrell Watkins has 10 points, has done well. Kyler Blackston had some moments. I'd try and push it down low against that 2-3 zone as much as you can.
Well, I tell you what, we're talking about a program here, Sun Valley. What a job Steve Maloney has done. Just a very, very competitive. Do you have any other scores here real quick here? I was curious to see how Pencrest is doing this evening.
I do not have that right now. Okay. Let's see what we can find. I'm really impressed by Sun Valley's ability to get to the basket. And I think that's something that Keith Taylor's probably going to try and sew up at halftime, is the help defense dynamics there. A couple times, Shahir Brown-Morris and Vinny D'Angelo, once they get by that first guy on a blow-by, they've got an open lane to the basket. And that's maybe not something you associate with a good defensive Chester team, and certainly something, you know, to probably sew up a little bit.
Yeah, so Matthew DeGeorge of the Delco Times, an amazing job here. But give these two coaches, Coach Taylor, a lot of credit. Chester started off 1-5 and then have won 16 out of 17, keeping the team together, had some injuries, and they're pretty much full strength now. And then what Steve Maloney's done is just amazing. And Sun Valley has four kids coming back, four starters back next year. So I tell you, it's an awesome, great coaching, Coach Taylor and Coach Malone.
And I think with a pretty young Chester team, with some guys that are obviously going to be back next year. So this is certainly an image of more.
Our listeners, our mixer, when the power died, the mixer went down. So you guys have been talking. We've got it on tape for the archive. But everything you just said didn't get broadcast. So it's been nice talking to you.
I'm better on tape anyway.
But it will be.
It'll be on the archive.
So we're listening to the archive right now.
But if you're the one of the people that are listening to us, they'll have to find us again. Right now, they got an issue with trying to find us now. So.
Well, then you've already read my game story, and you can test all the things that I'm saying and to see whether or not they will come to fruition.
Are we live right now?
We're live right now.
We are live right now. Okay. So, all right, Matthew, tell us again. We got time. We got time to do it again.
We got 3 minutes.
That was so nice, so let's do it twice.
Nope.
Sun Valley, hanging in there, baby, down by 1.5.
No fear from Sun Valley. I think Chester's got a lot left in their game where they could play considerably better in that second half, get more guys involved. Only four guys have scored for them. I think if you're Chester, you want to see some of those support guys, Rami Gilbert, Ramad Desjarnais, you want to see those guys getting on the scoreboard. Isaiah Schmidt only had a limited run. So you've got a lot more from Chester on both ends, offensively and defensively, that I think they can improve on in the second half. Sun Valley, got to keep doing what it's doing. Stay tough, and you never know what happens in the fourth quarter.
Pencrest taking care of business tonight, 27-13 over Holy Ghost Prep at halftime. And that's a big lead because Holy Ghost likes to traditionally, Coach Chapman, keep it down.
Not a huge surprise there, to be honest. I think if Chichester's full strength on Wednesday against them, it's Pencrest against Chi tonight, but that's a whole other set of issues. No surprise there that the District 1, reigning District 1 5A champions are taking care of business top seed.
How about this crowd here from Sun Valley? They're loving it. They're fired up. It's great to see because usually, you know, over the years I've been to my share of games there, but kind of low-key, you know, the program. They struggle. But then, you can see it building and building. The D'Angelo era, Marvin, you know, Freeman.
Yeah, it's tough. It's always tough to get that atmosphere on a Saturday night. It's not always a Friday night atmosphere. Good crowd in the gym tonight. I think Sun Valley brought a bus down. That big, long, whatever it is, 4-mile ride that they needed a bus for. But there's a good crowd here. And, you know, it should be a good second half. Certainly the first half has lived up to what you'd hope it would be.
Have you seen any scores on the Pencrest game?
Yeah, Pencrest is up 27-13 at 27-13 at the half.
Winner of this game will take on a very similar, very methodical, but very, you know, tall 6'7", 6'4", Bishop Shanahan, who's got a couple wins against Coatesville this year.
Right.
That'll be at 6 o'clock Wednesday night at the Leocor Center in Philly. We'll be there. Yeah, we will be there for that game. I'm sure Pencrest will get there.
And it has to be mentioned, loser gets Ruston. Both these teams have lost to Ruston this year, so maybe not a position that you necessarily want to be in.
Exactly. So we're going to wrap it up here at the halftime show. Matthew DeGeorge of DelcoHoops.com. Thank you very much.
So nice we did it twice.
Yeah, the Delaware County Times, obviously. Dave Berman and the gang, it's 29.
Hold on. Our commercial machine is not working either. I got to reset it.
So it's all right. So it's 29-28 in favor of Chester at halftime. 1 point. We'll go to Peter Fulcinetti. You got some halftime stats, too.
Yeah, Dave, I really do. It's pretty darn close, rebounding-wise. Sun Valley, 15 rebounds, 6 of them off the offensive glass. Chester with 17 rebounds, but 9 off the offensive glass. One of the biggest differences is Sun Valley with 7 turnovers, Chester only 2 turnovers. So the fact that there's 5 more turnovers for Sun Valley, but yet they're only down by 1 point, is a very good factor. But what I'm fearing for Sun Valley is that the depth of Chester's bench. Can Sun Valley keep that energy up through 2 more quarters? It might be very tough in the fourth quarter with the depth of Chester and Sun Valley only playing 6 guys.
Mark, go ahead. You want to take a break?
Yeah, take a break. We'll be right back.
Take a break. We'll be right back. It is DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Sports Legends of Delaware County, Delco Sports History on display in Radnor. Admission is free. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulgenetti.
We begin the third quarter. Chester with the ball, left to right on your dial, we'll call it, telephone, computer screen. 1 point lead for the Clippers. Blackston, left side, Johnston. Top of the key, Michael Man Smith to Gilbert. Gilbert looks to penetrate out the Michael Smith Chester wide. Yeah, again, just not shooting very well, and it's exactly what Sun Valley needs. And playing a great defense. Driving is Blackston off the glass, no good. Loses it out of bounds, but last touch by Sun Valley. So they're just doing exactly what they got to do. Perfect game plan here for Coach Maloney.
2-3 out of bounds, Dave.
Coach Maloney fired up, baby. Heck of a baseball player, too. Randolph, top of the key, Smith. Gilbert, right side. 17-footer by Tim Ooh. Johnston is good. Timothy Johnston, 3-point lead. Chester, here comes Sun Valley. Can they break the trap? And they do. And now here's Freeman driving right side. Freeman getting it way out high. Shahir Brown-Morris. Sun Valley in that black uniform, the yellow trim. D'Angelo again against Michael Man Smith. The pull-up jumper is good. Vinny D'Angelo, unbelievable. 1 point lead. Chester, 31-30. It's Gilbert, left wing corner, down low for Blackston. He spins, he shoots, he scores off the glass for 2. Blackston for 2. Kyler has 4. D'Angelo again loses it this time. Here comes Chester back. It's Gilbert. What a move to the basket. Blocked by D'Angelo from behind. Tim Johnston follows and scores. Chester by 5. 35-30. Sun Valley gotta stay patient and in control. 6:05 to go, third quarter. It's Kennan. Stolen away again. Johnston going to try to take it. Oh, what a pass to his teammate. Layup is good. And a foul by Michael Man Smith. Lance Stone will come back into the game. Chester firing out of the gates right here on their home court. 37-30. They lead it. Stone back into the game. Good teamwork there by the Clippers. And the seniors have come through here. Tim Johnston and Blackston. They didn't play much in the first half because of the Fab freshman.
Well, to show you how tight this game, I think 7 points is the biggest lead of the game.
It is indeed.
Absolutely.
6 shots to 1 so far.
Smith makes it. 8-point lead. Let's see how Sun Valley deals with the adversity here. By the way, Chester against Chesmont teams, even though Sun Valley's in Delaware County, they're from the Chesmont. Shahir Brown-Mars, left wing corner. He's in trouble. Gets it out now to Valente, far side D'Angelo. He looks to stop and pop. He misses that one. Lance Stone, offensive rebound. Good job by Lance Stone for two.
The garbage man.
Injury on the court.
Injury on the floor. Stone first two of the night. And we'll take ourselves a break here. 5:28 to go in the third quarter. It is 38-32. Chester by six over Sun Valley. The District 1 5A quarterfinals on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to the action here. Getting a little heated in the crowd here in 5:28 to go. Just nothing bad.
Refs are telling the coach, assistant coaches to sit down.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't stand. So first half numbers real quick. 12 for 34 from the field for Chester. 13 for 27 for Sun Valley. The most amazing stat, I think we've done games for 3 years now with you guys, points in the paint at the rim. Chester 18 and Sun Valley 22.
Wow.
You told me they were outscored and at the rim. I thought you'd be crazy.
Yeah.
And that's been their mindset. They're going to stick with the 3-2 zone. They're going to pack it in, and they're going to play their five out on offense. Chester, I think, at halftime, coach told them to more or less get more traps and make it a full court game. It has to be full court for them.
All right, 5:28 to go, third quarter. Chester with the ball, six-point lead, 38-32. Only one foul here in the second half. There's DeJarnett, been held scoreless. He can light it up, you know. And you might see that as the night goes on. Passes lost out of bounds by Chester. Off the hands of Blackston. Coach Keith Taylor, a little frustrated.
Pete, what number is that? What number turnover?
That's only the third turnover of the game.
Full court pressure again. D'Angelo across the timeline. Shahir Brown-Mars near side. Looks to drive D'Angelo. Three ball from the right side is no good. That's a big miss. And a reaching foul on Stone. Another ticky-tack foul.
That is ticky-tack.
That's three on Lance.
I was going to say, that's...
Why did he call that? I mean,
he didn't really do anything wrong.
I know. We've seen a lot more contact not called.
I thought Johnston went over his back, to be honest with you.
It was no call.
All right, so anyway, 4:46 to go. Third quarter, and Chester by six. Send the ball, DeJarnett. Missed most of the year. Kennan ready to check back into the game. Johnston down low. The baby hook is good by Timothy Johnson, 6'4 senior, coming on strong.
Yes, he is.
Chester by eight. D'Angelo gets it across the timeline to Freeman, right wing corner. Ball is taken away by Valente. He's double teamed. And he calls timeout. Good job by Dom Valente. Good job. 4:13 to go in the third quarter. Chester 40, Sun Valley 32. The District 1 5A quarterfinals. DelcoHoops.com.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Following that timeout, 4:13 to go, third quarter, Dave Berman, Pete Fulgenetti, Mark Jordan, and Mike Mayer. 40-32 Chester, 8-point lead, Mark.
Some other scores, Pancrest halftime, 27-13. In a low-scoring game against Holy Ghost Prep. Great Valley, 26-24 over Wissahickon.
Pete, real quick.
Yeah, as far as the rebounds go, it's pretty even, but Chester's up about three rebounds, two on the offensive glass.
Steve Maloney, Mr. Intensity, baby. Love it. Coach of Sun Valley. Inbounding to D'Angelo. D'Angelo gets it out to Valente. Another three ball by Dom. Skims the rim. No good. And Sun Valley's got to make those shots. Michael Man Smith coming back as Chester wants a run. Smith to the basket. Lays it up and in.
Man.
Chester by 10, 42-32. Now Sun Valley, dangerous territory.
I was going to say the same thing, dangerous
territory. Chester's really picking up the intensity here. De Valente to Kennan, three ball is short. Rebound is Michael Man Smith, and he's fouled by Kennan. So I just love the passion. Keith Taylor is more cool, calm, collected. Coach Maloney. Tremendous baseball player in the Delco League. He played at Newman College, Division III baseball. And he just lays everything on his sleeve, Mark. And you know what that's about, being a coach
Absolutely.
Of the Rattler girls and Marple Newtown boys baseball.
Both have done a terrific job this year, obviously.
Yes.
Right now, I think you mentioned it. They're starting to getting a little worn down inside here.
Absolutely. And Chester, another big thing for them now, no fouls committed here in the second half. Clippers have the ball. Randolph, Michael Smith. Chester's won 16 out of 17. Randolph, three ball from the right wing corner is no good. Look at that strong rebound by Kennan for Sun Valley. They dodge a bullet right there. Kennan, D'Angelo, 3 minutes to go. He's out high, dribbling to the right side, spinning against Randolph, loses the ball out of bounds. There's a turnover.
Well, Randolph's pressure was intense. It added to it.
Freshman Carell Watkins into the game, Peter.
Dave, we can see on Sun Valley the kids' faces, they're getting a little winded, and I think the depth of Chester is starting to show up.
They're taking it to another level. Chester up by 10, still manageable for the Vanguards. But 2:45 to go. Watkins is going to lose the ball, stolen by D'Angelo in the long arms. So Sun Valley again, down by 10. 2.5 to go in the third. It can happen. We've seen it before. Shahir Brown-Morris, that's going to be a push foul on Randolph. And that'll be his first team foul, Chester, here in the second half. There's not much really you can do. I mean, you can try to take a charge of your Chester, which Newtown didn't do the other night.
But they've done a better job at least shutting the lane off this half, this quarter for sure.
D'Angelo, short shot. Yes. There's a kid that can create his shot. Only a junior. 8-point lead, Chester. D'Angelo with 12. Chester coming back. Here's a jumper from the left side. Good again, Timothy Johnston. My man, Tim Johnston with 8. Big night for him. Well, actually, second half for him. Chester again by 10. Freeman is in trouble on the right side to D'Angelo. D'Angelo looks to spin. What a move. Off the glass for 2.
Very impressive.
They're staying with it. 44-36, Chester.
I'd like to see where he ends up the year as top guards in southeastern PA. Down low, D. Jarnett for 2 with a layup.
Every shot for Chester, it seems like, is now at the rim. They're just attacking relentlessly.
There's a steal. Man Smith to the basket. No, but a foul. 2 free throws coming for Michael Smith. 1:32 to go, third quarter. Chester by 10. 46-36.
Brown Morris is saying the ball slipped out of his hand. And it did.
Sun Valley has turned the ball over 5 times in this quarter, and I think you're starting to see a little fatigue set in.
Smith at the line, shooting 2. He's missed 3 foul shots tonight, made 3. Makes that one, does Michael. So again, Pencrest taking care of business. If they win, no matter what happens here tonight, we're going to have a 2 Delaware County teams on either side of the brackets. In for Smith. We'll get to the other Delaware County boys basketball teams in championship games in a moment in the private schools. 1:23 to go and almost a steal. Shahir Brown to Dom Valente. Gets it out to D'Angelo. 3 ball. Vinny is good.
That was needed, man. That was needed.
Vinny has 9 in the quarter, 17 for the game. Chester was up by 12. Now the lead down to 9. Johnston looks to drive to the basket, lay it up and in. Timothy Johnston.
He just forced that
he ate his Wheaties at half.
But kudos to Coach Taylor. They've gotten the ball inside the zone every time this smart game. They're attacking the zone with a pass.
D'Angelo across the timeline. J. Shahir Morris Brown, pull-up jumper, no good. Michael Smith the rebound. Chester trying to increase the lead. Smith to DeJarnett to Randolph, right wing quarter, 35 seconds ago. Uh-oh, there he is again. Blocked by Freeman and a foul, driving left block with Johnston. And Freeman shooting, excuse me. His third. Lance Stone back into the game for Sun Valley.
Five team fouls to one. I think Chester's mindset this quarter was much better, David.
Johnston misses out.
They came in, back into they the talked game. About it, came in and said, we're not going to set up those jump shots. We said first half they made 2 out of 13, and if your name wasn't Man-Man, you were 0 for 7, and they've only taken 1 3-pointer in these 7.5 minutes, Dave.
Johnston makes 1 of 2. Boy, as I said, Timmy must have had his Wheaties at halftime. He's a whole different ball player. He is totally focused. So Chester by 12, 51-39, 25 seconds ago here in the third quarter. So Sun Valley will go for the final shot here. It's D'Angelo out high, near side.
Chester in zone.
Interesting. 12 seconds ago, third quarter.
1-2-2.
You see how D'Angelo, he can handle anything out there. Brown Morris, cross-court pat D'Angelo. He's tripped up. That's a foul. That's going to be driving to the basket on Randolph. That's his second. Chester team foul number 2.5 on Sun Valley. 0.5 seconds to go.
It's going to be a tip-in. You really can't even grab the ball. They say it's going to be a catch and shoot.
Sun Valley to inbound. And it's knocked away, and that's going to be it. Big third quarter for Chester. They now lead at 51-39 over Sun Valley. And we go to the fourth quarter, the District 1. 5A quarterfinals, Chester 51-39 lead over Sun Valley on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Final 8 minutes of regulation. Can Sun Valley do it? Going to be tough. 51-39 Chester by 12. Loser goes to the consolation bracket. Delaware County teams in championship games in the private school league, non-PIAA. We have Haverford School.
Right.
They're in the championship game tonight against the Hill School. I was there for that doubleheader at Newman College. And the other one is Monday night. Bonner
right.
is back in the first time in 30 years for the Philadelphia Boys Catholic League Championship against legendary Roman Catholic.
Quick stats, third quarter. Chester 9 for 13. 8 of those buckets in the paint. Sun Valley 5 for 9. Not bad either, but
yep.
they get a lot of shots off, just 9 shots.
D'Angelo, left of the key, Brown Morris, guarded by DeJarnett. Chester has only committed 2 fouls here. And Brown Morris, boy, I tell you what, Chester's just picking it up. D'Angelo, the stop, the pop, and the hit. He is going to have to be one of the top-ranked players going into next year in the whole state of Pennsylvania. Vinny D'Angelo.
Five for six this half. He's keeping him in the game.
Yes, he is.
Oop.
Underneath shot blocked away. Randolph to the basket. High off the glass. No good. DeJarnett the rebound. Tim Johnston, 15-footer. Rims out. No good. Rebound D'Angelo. So it's down to 10. Sun Valley coming back with the ball. And Freeman. Chester really... Freeman drives to the basket. Layup around. No good. Battling for that ball out of bounds. Last touch by Sun Valley. They're trying, guys.
Oh, boy.
They are trying. They're darnest.
No quitting this group, I'll tell you
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And Man-Man Smith is flying all the way to the basket. Tim Johnston, Gosh. Lay it up. Are they going to... Is it good enough foul or offensive foul?
Charge.
Offensive
Charge.
Foul, Tim Johnston. Offensive foul, great defense there by D'Angelo. So Chester with 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter, leading by 10, 51-41.
But D'Angelo is getting gas. See his hands on his hips. He's a gamer. I'm not sure how many timeouts they have left, but they might need one.
Backcourt pressure. Brown Mars gets this legendary Chester trap. There's Freeman. D'Angelo top of the key for three. Got it.
Oh, my Lord.
Vinny D'Angelo.
They won't go away, David.
7-point lead for Chester. DeJarnett now to Michael Man-Man Smith for three. That's going to be short. Watkins the rebound. Smith again. Good. Michael Man-Man Smith.
You can't let him take two shots for three.
What a rebound there by the freshman. Timeout. 6:21 to go in the fourth quarter. D'Angelo. This group is unbelievable. 10-point lead here. We are going to break Chester by 10. Unbelievable game on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
How about Michael Man-Man Smith, 5'11 junior for Chester. Well, he's going to go in the next year, one of the top guards in the state, if he's not up there already. Tremendous job, Chester by 10. Here comes Sun Valley. Go ahead, Mark.
Chester's speed is obvious. We all know that. But Sun Valley last game had 33 foul shot attempts. Dave, how many foul shot attempts today? Take a guess.
For
Sun Valley, how many foul shot attempts today?
Zero?
One.
One.
32 less foul shots with 6:21 to go in the game.
And Mark, I just wanted to say, Sun Valley has played this whole game with six players, and their tongues are hanging. I mean, they're playing fabulous, but I just don't know if they have enough energy to fight this Chester team that goes 7, 8, 9 deep.
Worst news, Dave.
Get it across the timeline, almost knocked away. Sun Valley has it. Freeman, right wing corner, fires up a three ball and drains it.
Oh, boy.
Marvin Freeman with 14. Lead is down to 7 again. Michael Man-Man Smith loses the ball and a foul on Smith.
I tell you, Chester is moving their rears, too. I mean, they are playing this thing like it's do or die right now. And it's
playing fast as heck. Real quick, funny story. Sun Valley, 8 for 14 this half. If you tell me a team shooting 8 for 14, that's pretty darn good, yes?
Yep.
Still down 7.
In the backcourt. And they're doing well against this trap. And they get it across the timeline. Valente, left wing corner, Sun Valley. That could have been a foul, nothing called. And
ooh.
Freeman loses it out of bounds. What he wanted to do, what he wanted to do was shoot it before he caught the ball.
He did.
I know.
And that was either a foul or a travel, I believe, on that trap.
So Chester with the ball. 7-point lead, 54-47.
They're in a trap, 1-3-1 now, extended.
Randolph, wide open jumper from the right side is good. Ryan Randolph, his first two in the second half for the 6'3 senior. 9-point lead for Chester. Brown Mars across the timeline, near side, Kennan stolen away from behind. Tim Johnston the steal. Here comes Randolph back. Randolph loses the ball, but picked up by Tim Johnston, and Timmy with a reverse layup. Chester by 11, 5 minutes to go in the fourth.
Not how they threw that one up, David.
Crazy. Both teams, I'm so proud of both these teams here tonight. D'Angelo again, good and a foul.
He is so crafty.
Holy tamale. And there's a lot of bigwigs in the house here tonight. Chick Gillespie is here. We have Amaro Austin from Philly Basketball. We have Matthew DeGeorge. A lot of big-timers checking this action out.
A lot of big-timers and Matt DeGeorge. That's correct.
Dave, in pregame we said Vinny D'Angelo must score 20-plus. How many points does he have?
Right now he has, I have him 7 in the quarter. This would be 8 if he makes the foul shot. Let's see what he does. He's tired, though. He makes it, though. So eight, he has 8 plus 19, that's 27 points.
He's doing what he needs to do.
Yeah, really.
1-3-1 again, Dave.
8-point lead, Chester, 58-50. Almost knocked out of bounds, last touch. D'Angelo says he knocked it out of bounds. I think it should go this
double
way.
Double tip, they're going to change it.
We'll have to wait and see. Yep, it is. Deflected out of bounds.
D'Angelo, crafty again. They're hanging around here, guys. 8-point game.
I think Jesser's in shock by this. I thought by this time they'd be up by 15-20 and it'd be the end of the game.
D'Angelo back. Freeman right wing corner. Out to Shahir Brown Morris, and he is fouled. Michael Man Smith.
Interesting.
Yes, it is. Well, still 8-point lead.
Fouls were 5-1, Dave. It's now 6-5.
6-5, yes. Six for Chester, 5 on Sun Valley. Vanguards with the ball. D'Angelo on the far side. Just the will to win. Just the will to win out there. Because, you're playing 5-6 kids. We saw this last year with Abingdon Heights against Chester. 5 kids the whole game. At least Sun Valley's playing 6. Down low, Kennett loses the ball in the lane. And what are they going to call? A foul.
Yeah. He went over his back.
Push foul. So, 1-1. 1-1 here for Sun Valley.
Very important. 1-1. Here's where they can make up some ground.
That was a ticky-tack foul, too. All the contact we've seen tonight, there wasn't much there.
Well, but he had the... Well, I don't know. I thought it was a decent foul call.
That's 4 straight fouls on Chester. But you got to make it if you're Sun Valley. Kennan. Up. No good. And the rebound, Chester. Randolph back. Randolph, right wing corner, Michael Man Smith. There's that tough defense again. Michael looking to drive with the basket. He's tripped up and a foul. 2 shots. Sun Valley trying to take the charge. It's going to be on Valente. And let's see what's that on Dom. Only a sophomore. 2nd on Valente. Sun Valley from Aston, Brookhaven, and Parkside. Chester from Chester and Upland.
Dave, they're looking to do a 1-3-1 trap, which against almost any other team in districts, it might be a little bit more effective. I think against Chester, it's a dicey proposition. You saw Man just simply just dribbles through it when he needs to.
Let's 4 in the quarter for Smith.
And let's see if they go man-to-man next time. They might just have to go straight man and see how that goes.
Makes both. Michael is 21, 22, 23. Two of the best guards in the area. Michael Man Smith, a junior. Vinny D'Angelo, Sun Valley a junior. Chester by 10, 60-50. Down to 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Sun Valley being very patient. Very nice job. 4 juniors on the court. Shahir Brown-Morris drives, misses the shot. Rebound Blackston. Gets the ball stolen away, and then Chester steals it. And behind the back is Randolph across the timeline. And Chester now, they're probably going to want to keep pushing.
I don't know. I would slow it down now.
Smith dribbling around. Triple team. Carell Watkins, the freshman, wants it left wing corner. Randolph out to Smith.
See the problem, David? They trap up here in the corners. There's a guy who's diagonal every time looking for the ball.
We're at the clip joining Chester.
There's going to be a layup here shortly, I believe.
Somebody's looking. Errant pass, but saved from going out of bounds. DeJarnett has it out high. Pass, a lazy pass, stolen away by Sun Valley. Lazy pass by DeJarnett. Here's D'Angelo, foul going to the basket. And then DeJarnett commits the foul. But
that was D'Angelo tipping that basketball. Hard to believe, yes?
Tips it, drives it, goes down for the shot, gets the foul.
He's listed at 6'2", but he has long arms too, D'Angelo.
Yes.
I feel like in the game against Marple, he was a major factor defensively that whole game, too. Remember that sequence? He had 2 or 3 steals in a row.
The key is got to make foul shots. D'Angelo up. Got it. Vinny D'Angelo in this quarter alone with 5, 7, 8, 9. 28 for the game.
I think I saw Coach Maloney just tell.
Misses that one. Gets his offensive rebound. Layup. Yes! Vinny D'Angelo putting on another show for the ages.
Nobody blocked him out. It's getting tired.
Hazleton roots, too. Here's Michael Smith across the timeline. DeJarnett, right wing. Chester with 2:41 to go in the game. Leading by 7. Man Smith dribbling, looking down low. And the give and go. Oh, no, but a foul. So 2 free throws coming for Carell Watkins for Chester, the freshman. And this has got to be one of the greatest Jeff Lebo did back in 83 as a sophomore. first round of the states. Scored 31 against Chester.
I'm surprised Chester didn't call a timeout after D'Angelo made that basket, because that was just, guys, we're not paying attention.
How about Watkins? Makes another free throw, the freshman. 3 for 3 at the line. Chester by 8. Chester by 9.
Sun Valley has to start looking to try to drop some 3 points in to catch up.
They're going to.
And maybe extend their pressure, maybe a man-to-man full court, 220 and rolling.
Not many teams play the way Chester plays. And he gets past the defense. Valente, short jumper off the glass, no good. Battling for that rebound. It's the freshman Watkins. What a move to the basket, Watkins. And he shot his block, no foul called, and out of bounds off
that,
of Watkins.
And that was just youth. He should have held up that ball and just let everybody set up. He just saw an open field, one guy in front of him, but, oh, I can score a
Guess
basket
who's in
here.
The house? Rondae Hollis Jefferson.
There was some contact on his there, boy. Too.
Here he is. Good to see you, brother. Unbelievable. Rondae Hollis Jefferson in the house. Here he is. Unbelievable. So here we go. Inbounding the ball is Sun Valley. Brooklyn Netta, Rondae. Not too shabby, coming from Chester, NBA. So 1:51 to go. There's a trap across the timeline. Kennan is fouled. So it'll be 1-1. It's on Timothy Johnston. And that will be Timothy's fourth. So Kennan at the line. This is 1-1, guys?
Yes.
Got to make foul shots. He can cut the lead to 7 if he makes both. Kennan, up, got it. 6'1 junior, Isaac Kennan.
They're going to need to have some sort of full court pressure here, guys. But down Cuts. By 8 now, correct?
Kennan again, up, got it. Timeout, Steve Maloney. And Sun Valley will take a break also. 1:53 to go in the fourth quarter. It's down to 7 again. Chester 62, Sun Valley 55 on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
1:53 to go here. 1:53, fourth quarter. Chester with the ball. 7-point lead over Sun Valley. District 1 quarterfinal game. And the winner goes to the Leo Cora Center, 6 o'clock on Wednesday against Bishop Shanahan Catholic School located in Downingtown. So here we go, guys. Chester with the ball. And Mark?
A couple updates. Pancrest up 20-plus points.
No.
They're going to win easy. Wissahickon is up 11 points late over Great Valley.
That'll be an interesting game if Wissahickon can hang on. Kyle Wilson, great coach.
Well, let's see what kind of pressure Sun Valley dials up. It's really hard to pressure. Chester is so quick, and man-man can go by anybody. Looks like they're going to stick with their 1-3-1 half-court trap, try and get a couple traps near half-court, and maybe you start fouling. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't foul man-man, but I would foul somebody else and extend the game.
That's the timeline. It's DeJarnett. Looks to drive. Good at a foul. Ramad DeJarnett. Relatively quiet here tonight with 4 points, 6'3 junior.
I was just Brown Morris didn't quite commit to that charge. You know, he didn't really commit to it. If he committed to it, he might have had one. Because it looked like DeJarnett had his head down. He was going to the rim from 20 feet away.
DeJarnett's father, Mr. Chester Biddy Basketball, Ralph Dorsey. Misses the shot, but Tim Johnson, offensive rebound. Tim gets it out wisely. Carell Watkins. And out to Michael Man-Man Smith. So 9-point lead, Chester. 1:32 to go.
Foul.
And now they're going to have to foul. And that's not the guy to foul. It's Randolph.
Right there,
yeah. Chester, they've really improved their free throw shooting as the year has gone on. Somebody's wide open underneath. There's a foul. Michael Man-Man Smith.
That was way too late. That was 10 or 15 seconds beyond where it should have been.
It was, and they fouled the wrong guy. They didn't want to foul Man-Man. The coaches were yelling the foul. He joined that earlier. again, we all said it, Pete said it, they're also tired. Minute 20 to go in the game. They've been playing up and down the court for the last 30 minutes. So it's easy to say, tell the kids this. And they're juniors. That's the first time they've been in this environment. All that's new.
Ooh.
Misses it. 114. So Sun Valley's got to make some three balls here. It's D'Angelo back to Kennan. Left side, Brown Mars. Left wing corner, Valente. I think that was Valente.
Yep, you guys don't have time
Isaac
for this.
Kennan. And he gets it to Freeman. Right wing corner three. Too strong. Rebound is Brian Randolph, fouled in the backcourt, and 59 seconds to go. That's four on Brown Morris. Sun Valley had not had a winning season since 99-2000. This year, 17-6, won a playoff game, hosted a game for the first time since 2000, and giving Chester an unbelievable game here tonight. But it looks like now they're going to fall a little bit short. Another free throw, no good for Chester. And Randolph will get another. Chester by nine. Randolph again, up. Got it. 9 points. There's a push off of Brown Mars. That could have been a call. Nothing was called. Down low, Kennan to the basket. Shot blocked from behind by Randolph. 45 seconds ago. And they're going to foul somebody. Michael Man Smith. Kennan fouls Michael. And Chester is 39.4 seconds away from advancing to the District 1 semifinals. Again.
And again, Shanahan, correct, David?
Bishop Shanahan.
Is that final?
Oh, yeah, they played earlier today.
Oh, the turf course.
Which means that Sun Valley will host Ruston next round, 6-7.
Great game.
Another home game for Sun Valley.
Free throw is good by Smith. Man again, got it. What a game by him. 5'11", junior.
Very impressive.
D'Angelo comes back. Shahir Brown Mars into the lane. You got to go for threes. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound Chester. Timothy Johnston. And Smith is fouled with 28 seconds to go. So the game is going to look like it. Maybe a 14-15 point win for Chester, but it was close, baby. 1 point at half.
Yeah, the final game is going to look like what people predicted, which is they'd run away in the fourth quarter. But they sure didn't run away in the fourth quarter. They definitely got a lead in the fourth quarter, but they were struggling and pushing.
I want to say kudos to Coach Taylor. They went in the locker room and said, guess what? All these three-pointers, the 13 three-point attempts, way too many. This half, Michael, three three-point attempts for Chester, one for three.
End of the game for Sun Valley as a senior, 5'8", Connor Boyd. Good experience for him. Remember, Sun Valley's guaranteed at least two more games.
Right.
Man makes that one. In this quarter, Michael has 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 26 for the game. Chester's going to pull it out. And again, it's right now it's a 14-point lead, 69-55. But Sun Valley, what an experience. These guys are going to be back next year. But they won't meet again in the playoffs.
Oh, don't foul
Randolph. Coach not happy about that. So next year, Chester's going to be bumped up to 6A.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's where they want to be. They want to battle the big boys. They want to battle the Plymouth.
Well, they can always bump themselves up.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go down.
You know what? You're right about that.
Yeah.
Because Harrisburg's 5'8".
Yeah. If they're telling me that they wanted to be, they could have always been.
Free throw good by D'Angelo.
Exactly what I was going to say, Michael. But you're saying by enrollment numbers they're going to be 6A. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
So they have to be. PIAA have put up their enrollment numbers.
I understand. You're
going to see their football schedule next year. Always tough in the Del Valle. Misses that one, does Vinny. Single game performance by an opposing player at this gym. Boy, I know Jeff Lebo, 31 back in the day. So Chester's going to win it. They're going to run out the clock and advance for the 47th time in history to the District 1 tournament semifinals. And 69-56 is the final score. Look at everybody shaking hands here. A lot of respect between these two teams. My man, Karos, in the house. And It'd be nice maybe next year they can meet in the regular season.
That would be good since they will not be able to meet in the postseason.
So Chester wins at 69-56. Chester now is 18-6. They're back to the Leocor Center. And Sun Valley falls to 17-7. And they'll be taking on Bayard Rustin in a consolation game next week. Back with the postgame show on DelcoHoops.com.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. We believe you should be free to run, free to jump, free to bike, free to work, free to play, free to live life to the fullest. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are dedicated to providing the best orthopedic care possible. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, final score, 69-56. Chester wins it by 13 over Sun Valley. Season not over yet for the Vanguards. At least two more games to be played. Try to get into the 5A state tournament. Mark Jordan.
Chester impressive, 13 for 21 that second half. Well over 50%, 13 for 17 from the foul line. Made 13 foul shots, only took 3 3-pointers. That second half, Michael, they scored 40 points and had the 3 3-pointers. I think this game is going to be a great recipe for Chester the rest of the way. Teams are going to try and pack it in, right, play a zone on them. Dare them to shoot over it. Chester sort of bit into it a little bit in the first half. Shot to 2 for 13. Halftime, Coach Taylor made some adjustments. We're going to go inside. And they pass the ball inside. They posted up even in the zone a little bit. And they took their normal 15 shots in the paint. So they took a ton of shots around the rim. And they're going to be tough to beat the rest of the way, obviously. Because even when they shoot poorly, like they did in the first half from beyond the arc, they still are tough to beat. And they still scored 69 points.
Right. Pete?
Yeah, I got two major stats here that'll also show why Chester won this ball game. Total rebounds for the game. Chester 29, Sun Valley 19. So they out-rebounded them by 10. Turnovers. Sun Valley had 15 turnovers. Chester only had 5.
Wow.
So that was a 10 difference.
Yep.
The 10 difference in rebounds and the 10 difference in turnovers.
But it's a much bigger percentage in turnovers than it is, yeah, the difference than it is in rebounds.
And off the offensive glass, Chester really dominated 13-7 off the glass. They were just a bigger, stronger team.
Well, when you consider that and consider how tight this game was up until the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, I mean, I'm impressed. I think, you know, Sun Valley's going to go out and play two more games, and we could see them again someplace in this playoff system. Wouldn't surprise me. I really thought Sun Valley was going to come in here, and I kind of agreed with the pundits that, you know, they'd stick with them for a half and then get blown out. But, no, they were in this, and I think, you know, can they ever beat Chester? Chester is big and quick, sure, and very aggressive.
And
but, Sun Valley is...
They go deep on their bench, Mike.
Yep.
Sun Valley played 6 guys in that last quarter. Their tongues were dragging. Yep. They just didn't have anything left in the tank.
Yep.
Well, seeing the only guy who had something in his tank was D'Angelo. And
yeah,
he was
31 points.
Terrific throughout the entire game.
31 points by Vinny D'Angelo.
Yeah, how many more
and
can he ask?
That has got to elite at ties Jeff Lebo of Carlisle, first round of the state tournament set back in 1983 here. 31 for Lebo as a sophomore. Chester won in double overtime. They went on to win the states, 83. But I don't know if anybody else has scored more.
He was almost undefendable.
I'll ask the old-timers if anybody else
You would think Chester's defense and their prowess, that somebody would say, I'm going to stop this guy. Nobody could stop him. He got in the lane whenever he wanted to, and he did whatever he wanted to do.
He's so quick, Mark. He creates his own space, and he can lift. When he goes up, the elevates, he's way above all the other guys.
Air,
he can hang,
air,
and he's got a beautiful shot.
All right, here's what we got for this coming week. This coming Wednesday, we expect to be at both games in the Lacora Center. You can listen to both of them live. We'd love to see you down there in Philadelphia, but that's a problem for a lot of people, particularly with start times of 6 and 7:30. So we'll be on the air at 5:45 and either go off there and come back on. I don't know what we'll do for the 7:30 game, but we will be there for both games. And then we'll see after that where we're going to be doing and where we're going. But check back with DelcoHoops.com. We'll have articles from today's games as well as new brackets from the PIAA and all the up-to-date stuff. And you'll be able to follow everything on one easy page.
Everything in the archive, it's going to be nice and tight, right, Mike?
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I got to mess with that tonight because we had that electrical
digital
outage.
Editing.
Why no? That's exactly what I'm going
to
do.
Because I've been listening to the games, and I relax, and and it sounds really, really good.
It'll be broken up. There's going to be some that we lost, but whatever. It'll be there.
Well, it's all right. It's all right. We didn't lose much. Yeah, Mark.
How do you enjoy the games? A nice beverage?
No, I just lay in my bed. Anyway, that's far enough. Let's wrap it up. Okay, final score. Chester advances. District 1 5A semifinals. 47th time in history. Unbelievable. 69. Sun Valley 56. Sun Valley 17-7. Chester is now 18-6. They've won 17 out of 18. Sun Valley sees their seven-game winning streak come to an end, but their season's still alive. Keep it tuned to DelcoHoops.com. Thank you, Mark and Mike and Peter Folger.
Chester was 1-5 in December.
There you go. On DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.